This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It's wild card weekend here at Gillette Stadium. Friday, January the 8th, as the Patriots prepare for Sunday's meeting with the Baltimore Ravens, 1 p.m. kickoff. Paul.
What?
It's the second season in the National Football League. We are there.
The only one that counts, Andy.
As most of the players told us last Sunday night in Houston, everyone's 0-0. Win or go home. And that's the truth. Except for, you know, the Colts and Chargers and those teams that don't have to play. But win or go home. And we have some roster moves to talk about.
We do. First time in quite some time.
It's a rarity. And unfortunately, fans know about the major roster move, which was January 6th. Wes Welker was placed on injured reserve with reported torn ACL and MCL. Obviously, his season ends, and it'll be interesting to see when he can return. I know there's obviously some speculation already at this late point that he could be a candidate for PUP to start next year, depending on how his rehab and surgery and all that goes. So very, very, very unfortunate situation. A non-contact injury on the turf in Houston. Ironically looking to cut back and avoid Bernard Pollard, who's now a Texans safety and who, of course, put the hit on Tom Brady's left knee that tore his MCL and ACL and landed him on IR last year. But we're moving on because it's playoff week, and you have to. That means Julian Edelman, who had career highs in receptions and yards in Houston, will play a big role this week. But there were some roster moves surrounding the wide receiver position, as I said. Welker to IR. Thomas Williams promoted to the active roster from the practice squad. He is a linebacker. Not sure that everybody is familiar with the name. 6'1", 237. Joined the practice squad November 10th. He's a former fifth-round pick of the Jaguars out of USC. So, comes from a great program using the Matt Castle theory, right? Also, sure. Other moves made. Darnell Jenkins, who's a guy that a lot of people wanted to promote to the active roster, Paul, in recent weeks as a speedster, big-play type guy, University of Miami. 5'10", 191-pound wide receiver. Unfortunately, he was involved in a roster move, but it was practice squad injured reserve with an ankle injury this week.
Second guy we've had placed on practice squad.
Never heard
IR.
Of the damn list until this year. Twice this year. Robbie
Agnone.
Agnone. Sometimes I refer to him as Tony. I don't know why.
Right.
And the additions to the practice squad, a couple more wide receivers. Old friend Robert Ortiz is
Little
back.
Poppy.
Little Poppy, as we like to refer to him. Obviously, he was here previously in the preseason, and even dating back to previous years here in New England. Got a little bit of a history here. And another guy who has some family history in the National Football League, Nick Moore, practice squad wide receiver, whose brother is?
Lance.
Lance Moore, wide receiver, New Orleans Saints. Nick Moore is 6'2", 186 pounds, originally signed with the Vikings out of Toledo. Was on their practice squad a little bit, and now is here. So, Paul, I'll ask you, the position that is in focus. Oh, I should make one more note. Randy Moss missed practice today, at least the media portion of practice, but it was not injury-related, Bill Belichick just stated in his press conference.
Correct.
So let's focus on the wide receiver position. Randy Moss will be out there. We know that. The Ravens know that, and I'm sure they'll be targeting him to take him away. Julian Edelman will be out there. He looks like Wes Welker. He catches a lot of balls last week like Wes Welker. How do things shake down at receiver this week? Do we see any more moves? Could any of these guys get promoted from the practice squad after being here for the short week? How does it all play out?
For the Ravens game?
Yes.
You're talking about? I don't think that you'll see that. I think what you see right now is what you're going to get on Sunday. I do agree with you. I think Edelman will catch his fair share of passes on Sunday. I think the key is going to be where else do they get some production, number one. And number two, what kind of plays among the catches that Edelman does make wind up, you know, if he gets three or four catches on third downs that don't result in first downs, well, doesn't really do you a lot of good. Welker, you knew, was probably going to move the chain. So Edelman's going to need to do that a little bit. I think Kevin Faulk will be a guy who'll be involved in that. Bill talked a lot just now about Baltimore's zone blitz schemes. They don't bring as much pressure as they have in the past. They don't bring as many different blitzes, but they do zone blitz quite a bit. I think that'll put a little bit more pressure on a guy like Edelman because, well, I think we think in terms of the protection on, you know, blitz schemes, but Julian Edelman's going to need to recognize those zone blitzes and where the guys are going to be and know where to go to become an outlet. That's why I think
Kevin, be the hot guy.
That's why I think Kevin Faulk is an important guy, because I think he could be a guy that Brady might be a little bit more comfortable with relying on in those kinds of situations.
How about behind those two on the depth chart? Do we see, first of all, a lot
tight ends?
Well, do we still see 3 and 4 receiver sets, or are they two receivers, a running back, a tight end, a couple tight ends?
That's what
or
I think.
Or do we see Sam Aiken, Matthew Slater, those guys, Isaiah Stanbeck?
I think you'll see Sam Aiken, and I think obviously you'll see the other two stars, but I think the multiple receiver sets will consist of a tight end probably and Kevin Faulk, definitely, in my opinion.
And is it good enough?
I think they scored just enough. Yeah, I think this is I'm not overly confident about the Patriots' offense going into this game. I think there is some level of uncertainty. However, I don't think Baltimore's offense is equipped to make them really pay for that. And I think that if you can get to around 20, if you get over 17, I think you win this game.
I think it takes 21 to win this game. 21 points. Whichever team hits 21 points wins this game. I did want to share a quote from the locker room. Julian Edelman had been a disappearing act all week, had not met with the media until today in front of his locker, and not surprisingly, huge horde around his locker, almost Brady-like, surrounding him. He actually came and walked away and said, "I'll be back," and that set off everybody getting set up, cameramen, reporters, jockeying for position. He answered questions, I thought, did a very good job just saying, same as every other week, he's preparing to play just like he prepared every other week. I thought he handled all that very well. But interesting, while he was talking, Tully Bantakane walked by and noticed the entire crew of media surrounding him and said, "Man's got enough pressure as it is. You don't need to put cameras in his face." So as much as Bill likes to put the blinders on the players for media pressure and all that,
Right. Everyone's
well aware that Julian Edelman is in the spotlight this week, whether he likes it or not, whether he's truly a wide receiver or whether he's a seventh-round pick and a college convert, whatever you want to describe him as, he's going to be out there on the field, and some of the Patriots' future for this season will be in his hands. And the question is, does he step up? Does he prove? Paul, you laugh at me because I like to say our guy's special. There's certain crossroads in games, careers, seasons where players get to prove whether they have it. You know, Teddy Bruschi, Troy Brown, those guys proved they had it. In San Diego a couple years ago, Troy Brown proved, even at the end, he had it.
He still had it.
It. Does Julian Edelman have it? Will he make a play this Sunday that'll be a reason or a part of the reason why the New England Patriots win this football game?
Yes.
I agree. He has shown me nothing but progress since day one. I made fun of him at length in rookie minicamp because all I saw him do was
slip,
fall down. He didn't look like a receiver. He couldn't come in and out of his breaks. I thought he was all over the place. Then I made fun of him a little bit in training camp because his opportunities to return punts and resulted in balls bouncing off of him and hitting the turf. But a day later after that, what did he do?
Caught everything in sight. Looked like everybody else.
No one has progressed more quickly in my time here watching this team than Julian Edelman. He's gone from laughable to competitive to maybe good.
Yeah.
Over the course of limited reps. I mean, the guy missed half, you know, the middle of the season, he missed a month plus with an arm injury. And yet.
And he got a slow start because he missed time
right,
with an injury.
And yet, every time I see him, he looks better than the last time I saw him. So, you know what? I think he's going to prove to me on Sunday he's got a little bit of specialness to
him. Sounds like you're changing your pick, Andy.
No. Unfortunately, if you want me to put it on the line, 23-20, I believe the Ravens win because, as I said, first team to 21 wins, and the Patriots will never get to 21.
I'm not sure either team gets to 21.
A little worried about the points, but bottom line is, I think Julian Edelman's got a nice little career ahead of himself.
Patriots win, and I agree about Edelman.
And that's going to do it. He will not be asked to leave the roster at any point. We'll be back next Friday, assuming the Patriots are back next Friday. If they are not, if they do in fact lose to the Baltimore Ravens, it'll become off season, and the roster reports will be a lot more deep, interesting, and big picture-esque.
Draft-related.
And draft-related. For Paul Perillo, this is Andy Hart, hopefully not signing off for the season, heading into a big playoff battle here at Gillette Stadium. Wild card weekend, Patriots-Ravens, a rematch of the Week 4 dogfight. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.